Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want a bigger, better.
Hello,
things,
and welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show. We have a big show today. Joe's here.
Hey, that's me.
Brian's here.
That's right.
And we're welcoming Jake to the show.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's going on?
There was actually much debate on whether we should have you on the show, but there was actually no debate. We were all like, we got to have Jake. And we got to have Jake and Brian together.
This is like the total film astray crew of all time.
Of all time.
Yeah. These three guys are like the greatest filmmakers I know.
Ever.
Personally.
Ever, damn it.
Ever. Ever, damn it. Ever. And here they are all together. It's going to be awesome.
I feel really good about this. I'm not really sure how it's all going to work out, but I'm actually pretty excited. Sort of. Not sure, because you know what, Jake? You can talk, man. And I'll be really surprised if you don't talk on this one.
Has anybody ever been thrown off the show?
No. There's no.
Do you want to like break that rule or something?
There's no limits to this show here, man.
I'm known for breaking rules.
Well, there's no rules to be broken. We don't really get like a lot of like complaints, I feel. I mean, you heard the show for the first time a couple couple weeks ago or something like that.
Yeah.
How was it, man? How would you describe us? Did you listen to the one with Brian on it? Brian, have you said anything yet? You should say something.
No, I haven't said anything.
All right.
I'm just listening. I'm observing, waiting for my moment to speak. But, no, actually, I do have a question. Does people actually write and send you little blogs about the show?
Sure, why not?
I mean, do they have people?
We have on the WordPress, we can, what's it called? We can, we have to approve whenever they leave comments, and there's a lot of comments where just like, ah, oh, fuck that.
You're ready. Read comments like, shit sucks.
No,
just turn it off.
There's actually.
I don't think we've ever gotten any complaints.
What's really hilarious is that we actually don't approve a lot of those positive comments. We're like,
really?
We love it, yo. You guys have a great show. Just because it's sort of like, well, I don't know if that's real or not. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where I'm not really sure, and I'm just like, screw it. If it's not negative, then it's not the internet.
So you censor all your comments?
Yeah, pretty much. Just like how we sort of uncensor the show. I don't think we really censor the show. Last show we censored because we kept on seeing the N-word, and I felt like, oh, maybe we should censor that.
Yeah. Something I don't want to really broadcast saying on everything to the whole internet.
So we did have an entertaining spin on how we edited that.
Yeah, did you do that?
Yeah, I'm in the process of doing that as we speak.
I think it's going to be fun. Also, like, we did edit when that guy's name.
Yeah.
That's going to jail.
We have a guy, there was a guy that, you know.
He murdered someone.
We don't know yet. That's what the big debate was. That's what happened was we had to take out his name because it wasn't confirmed whether he was a murderer or not. But during the show, we just proclaimed that he was. So we were like, well, let's not paint him. You know, let's not screw him over in a way.
Was this somebody on the show?
No, not someone on the show.
Just
someone
that we,
yeah,
someone that we knew from high school. But honestly, I do not remember him, so he's like no one to me.
Well, you know, that's putting it lightly.
You know what? Tell you the truth, there's like so many people that are no one to me.
I know. It's like if I don't know you, then I don't know you. So why do you matter?
I love that. That's the main reason why we're a good team. So Jake, man. Am I allowed to ask you a question about the job that you just got off of, or is this confidential?
I'm not really sure. I signed some paperwork. I didn't read it, so.
What's the paper? What's
probably
the paperwork
not allowed to talk about it.
Then can we, are we allowed to talk, are Brian
we'll
and I?
We'll talk in code.
Are Brian and I allowed to talk about the shoot that you booked us on in June, late June?
Sure.
Since the show takes place in July now.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Brian.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a story. Tell us a story about the because you know Jake is progressively moved up to becoming what your first to grip. What was your first film production job, actually, if you're to say what it was?
Probably Boom Op.
So you moved up from being Boom Op to being a producer on a TV show.
Yeah.
In the matter of what, like 2 years or a year and a half or something like that.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
It didn't take long, man. And what exactly was the job that you booked for Brian and I? If you could describe it in your words.
It was a live event.
You can't just say it like...
Good job, Jake.
What type of live event was this, man?
Was it a conference?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. You know, when you have a number of speakers and they're addressing an audience.
But what was the content and the subject of this?
You tell me. I didn't go.
Oh, that's true. What? So you didn't know. You basically sent us out there not knowing what it was going to be.
I looked at the website and I had an idea.
Yeah.
But I wasn't exactly positive.
So why don't we just say what this was?
Brian,
I'm dying to know.
Brian, tell me what this was all about, man.
Honestly, I shot there for 2 days and I still couldn't tell you what it's about. I have no idea. It was just a lot about physics and religion and aliens.
Well, the first, like,
volcanoes,
really,
you know.
Yeah, what the fuck? It was weird, man.
Tell me about the volcanoes.
It was crazy because really, like, when first Jake booked us for this gig, he was like, check out the website, man. You might not be able to stop laughing. And then I get, then Jake relays to me the message that Brian checked out the website, and Brian said the comment, I think, I might misquote you, but he said, like, how can I not laugh while shooting this, dude? Yeah. And then, like, at that point, I was like, I refuse to, like, look at it, or else I'm gonna, like, not even, like...
Did you guys use tripod?
Yeah, we did use
okay.
tripod.
I'm just wondering about the laughter.
But it was weird because it is exactly what Brian described this event to be. You know, because we try to take as many jobs as we can at this point, but we like. Brian was like, "I wonder if this is what Scientology really is. If this is what Scientology is," and I was like, "I don't know what the fuck Scientology is."
Nobody
man.
Knows
what
Scientology
actually is. Scientology.
Is.
I feel like looking it up.
Jack knows what Scientology
you
is.
You can't look it up. What? I mean, it'll
it's
give
not
you
on the internet.
What it is they're like, "You want to know about Scientology? Buy our book." They won't actually like.
That's lame.
Yeah,
Joe. When we were in L.A. I don't know, Brian, you spent some time in L.A. over, like, a year ago, right?
Yeah.
So, did you see, like, that all these Scientology buildings?
Yes,
and then
did
there were people on the street trying to give out,
yes,
like, free tickets or whatever to events.
Free tickets? So you have to actually pay to go to these things?
I guess.
It's kind of like, you know, the union. You got to pay your dues to get in there. You got to buy all their books and shit, I think.
It's a free ticket to get in without a book.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Skulls, you know.
And there is actually, like, what, a Scientology building or whatever in Richmond, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there is one in Richmond.
Right in Carytown. They have people across the street protesting it all the time.
Jake, have you ever been inside that building?
No, I don't think there's anything in there.
Do you think we should go in there?
I don't think there's anything in
there. You think it's
just
empty in there?
There's a really nice car that parks out front all the time.
Like a limo or something?
Yeah, Scientology.
I heard that Scientology was some guy that made it up, completely made it up.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, watch this. I'll make my own religion and I'll make millions off of it. And he just did it.
Did he make millions?
Yeah, whoever invented
Ron L. Hubbard.
Yeah,
I heard he was. I think he's the same guy from like Babylon 5. Too. I think he
was. Right.
On Wikipedia, it says Scientology is a body of beliefs and related practices created by Ron L. Hubbard, starting in 1952, a successor to his earlier self-help system, Dynanics.
So it's like based off of self-help, like the motivational speaker is just.
Just created his own religion.
Scientology teaches people are immortal. Spiritual beings who have forgotten their true nature.
Jake, what are your feelings on
that? That sounds like what we shot this weekend. Yeah. Definitely.
Was it really related to Scientology?
Well, everybody, I have no idea.
Everybody believed at this place that they're on like their 20th, you know, life. That they totally believe in reincarnation all the way. Did you hear that? Everybody was like, oh, in your past life or blah, blah, blah.
I mean, this is like really like that main speaker that, I don't know what his name, Ishmael or Azim?
Nassim Sabab or some shit like
Nassim
that.
Nassim Kebab or something like that.
Kebab.
Like, you know, I was sort of like digging his speech where he basically figured out a way to make...
like a new energy source.
Yeah, like an unlimited energy source using what is it? He's like I create the he's like there's a black hole in all of us.
Yeah,
you know, like that. And he's like, well, if like it builds, you know, progressively builds, and everyone's a black hole because everything and everything or something like that. But at the end,
he was like a physicist.
Yeah,
or whatever, so.
And I was really down with that. I was like, yo, this is a pretty cool idea. But then when we were filming the Q&A afterwards, and the blonde lady comes
crazy.
Up there, and then she's like, I just want to ask you a question. He's like, okay. how are you with the extraterrestrials now? And like at this point, like really at this moment, I'm like, oh my god, this is gonna, he's like gonna totally laugh.
No,
this, and like hold on, he's gonna totally okay. like just like throw away like bullshit or something like that. But he goes in a serious face. And he's like, you know what? We're doing pretty well. I don't really talk about this in public because it's a private matter, but I've spoken to like 136 forms, species of aliens.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, he said 136, not like rounded it up. He was like, this many. Like I wrote it down. You know what I mean? And he went on for like 30 minutes about like how like the aliens have been watching us and they're giving us all these giving us all like our the like not software but like all technology, and they're like guiding us to be like better, and like he was like a totally straight face. I had no idea if like you know how some people can be so good at bullshitting that you can't tell if they're lying or not.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, at this point, I was like, this shit might just be all borderline, and people are just paying him money just to be entertained or what. But well, people started going in an uproar at that point. They're like, oh my god, so what do you want to do with this, like with this unlimited power source?
Live in space.
He's like, I want to leave home.
Yeah.
I was like, he said leave home. He didn't say like blast off. He's like, I want to leave home.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? He's like, maybe there's
go where?
He was like,
just going to outer space.
But his
he wants to live in space.
Maybe he was talking about his parents' house. He wants to leave home. No,
and then. But then someone's
his van that he lives in for 20 years.
Exactly.
It turned into a lab. Okay, I gotta say this, Jared, not to interrupt you, but just the buildup, because what you're saying right now is like the end point.
Yeah,
but for all the audience that doesn't know the buildup of it, the guy came out, he's a physicist, so he's, you know, scientifically he was smart, he knew what he was talking about. So he lays into the conversation starting with science. And you're like, okay, this guy's a physicist, this is crazy.
You know, it was hardcore science.
Yeah,
too.
Hardcore science. These are crazy theories, but they make sense, you know.
Yeah.
So he brought it like that, and he's like, yeah, and you know, I don't have funding because nobody believed that I could do this and this, so I've lived, you know, out of my van for 20 years and turned it into a lab to create this new source of energy. So at first I was like, that's kind of crazy, but hey, I can understand about funding.
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
You know, it's hard enough to get funding for a movie or anything else, let alone, you know, when you got a theory about science that's going to stomp every other theory that everyone's known forever,
for
the whole history of physics, you know. And so he starts out there. So he's kind of, you're kind of getting into it. You're kind of like buying into it a little bit.
And you know, then, what's his personality like, though? He's sort of like,
well, he was outgoing, but like foreign. So he has like that where he kind of speaks broken English a little bit. So it's kind of funny.
But it's mixed with sort of like this surfer.
He's like,
surfer?
He was very like,
he's from
Hawaii.
Yeah.
He's Hawaiian or something.
Okay.
So, you know, those surfing physicists.
Yeah, I know.
Wow,
they're crazy.
That live in their van.
Yeah, right? But so at first I was like, you know, awesome. I kind of accepted it because he's talking about science. But then in the Q&A, like Joe was saying, then he starts talking about aliens and how he wants to live in space. And I was like, oh, now the van really makes sense. You're just a freaking weirdo. You're crazy, dude. You've lost it. That's why you live in your van, you know?
So, like, out of what he said, what percentage of stuff did he say that you actually remotely kind of believe?
You know, like, pretty much, I believed everything until he started talking about aliens. At that point,
really,
I was like, maybe all this was just bullshit at this point, dude.
That's what I did. I was like, oh, okay, now it's all making
sense. So you believe in the black hole stuff?
He was like, because, like, when you're looking at it, like, he had, like, a slideshow, and, like, he broke it down and all the equations, and he's talking about Einstein and how, and then he, like, fused how religion and, like, the science, like, made sense here together. He's like, and then I found the God gene, and then this is the God gene.
It was very, demon, or what is it, angels and demons, or, you know, very Dan Brownish for a little while there.
So what is this volcano?
Because he was saying that, like, a black hole is basically a vacuum that's created in, like, a figure eight motion, just like in Star Trek, how like there's a beginning and end,
like an infinity symbol,
sort of, I guess.
Yeah,
it's sort of like this figure eight tunnel. And he said basically that there's black holes everywhere, different sizes, and that a volcano is like just like a vacuum reaction connected toward, you know, in the center of the Earth at a different size.
Okay.
And I was like, cool. Yeah. You know, why not?
It was crazy, but some of it made sense. And then he
what
showed
is this
us
guy's name again.
I guess
it was.
Do you remember the name of the event, Jake?
No.
It like was the
I want to know if that guy was ever on Coast to Coast.
I don't know, but look him up. Maybe there's a YouTube film where we can get him talking.
Well, they definitely have the
Space
website.
Space Coast.
Have you ever listened to
there it
Coast
is.
To Coast?
It's
familiar with the radio show Coast to Coast AM?
I am.
Okay, well, it's on, like, really late at night, and I found this show, like, probably in high school, because working late at night and just, you know how it is. I'm flipping around, like, talk radio and finding the show. They talk about, like, the weirdest stuff. They talk about UFOs, they talk about ghosts, they talk about, like, out-of-body experiences, all this, like, psychotic, like supernatural stuff.
Right.
And people call in, and then, I mean, sometimes they actually have like a real topic. Not to say that the others aren't real, I guess. I don't mean it like that, but whatever. I'm like, you know, there's like stuff that's unknown, so it's like, I don't know. I've never seen an alien before. So, like, to me, like, it's like, okay, yeah, there's a possibility that they could be out there.
Yeah, I think there's a possibility.
Yeah. I think that
there's a possibility. Completely alone in this huge universe is crazy.
You know, they used to freak the shit out of me on Fox. Do you remember how they had a TV show called Sightings? Like, back in the day?
Oh, I don't know.
That shit used to scare me when you, like...
Community? But that's so vague. It's like, it makes it sound like it's, like, the community.
Go to the video. They got like music and crazy stuff on there.
But there was like back in the day, like when Sightings was on, because remember they used to have videos of like these white dots floating in the sky, like stuff like that. Man, when I was in sixth grade, that freaked the hell out of me, dude. Like, I'd be afraid to go outside and be like, the moon is moving. What the hell?
There was another sighting not too long ago in Europe or somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm saying like a month or two ago, and it was in the paper.
Would you be, this question goes to both of you guys, if you were to see, like, a sighting like that in real life, like an alien, like, ship or whatever flying above us, would you be afraid?
Let's start with...
I think I would. I mean, for a few seconds.
What about you, Jake?
I don't think I would be surprised.
You mean, what would you do?
I definitely wouldn't be surprised.
You're like, oh, there it is. That's awesome.
I'd be like, what took you guys so long?
Right.
That used to freak the hell out of me, man. I'll be afraid if I was alone and I saw that. Because remember, there were TV shows where they're like, yeah, and all of a sudden these people saw a flash and they didn't remember anything.
Remember Fire in the Sky? The movie Fire in the Sky was based on that true story about the campers. They got all, you know.
Actually, I heard a story like on the actual real news this morning on the radio that someone saw a UFO shape in King's Dominion this past weekend.
Sweet, I'm trying to go this weekend.
Yeah, I mean,
and then like the way he described, I'll try to look for it in a second, but the way he described it like already sounds to other people like, you know, Fort Belvoir? Apparently there was a UFO sighting in the 50s, and the way this man described the current one at King's Dominion just this past weekend was just like that.
It's like Men in Black, dude, at the fair, you know? The,
freaking love Men in Black, dude.
But I mean, like, why would they be coming back like 50 years? You know, I don't know. Maybe their time is like different than our time. Like, maybe like for their 50 years is like a day. And then they're like, we'll go back tomorrow. And then, like, it's now.
Well, they do have to travel light speed, right?
I don't know. Exactly.
From far distance, and they just land randomly. Like, it's like, what happened to you guys? You're all old.
That's a good ludicrous speed.
Anyway, I should look up that story, because I really heard that this morning.
Isn't that a ride at King's Dominion?
What, the
Outer Limits or something?
Yeah,
like
that.
Maybe that ride
is that.
Maybe
that's what he was talking about.
I saw aliens.
Dude, I have not been to an amusement park in such a long time. Probably since 8th grade.
I'm trying to go to King's Dominion. Come on, let's go.
I know, I got prep for that film. Damn it. What are you looking forward to at this King's Dominion?
I just want to ride roller coasters, man. It's been forever.
Exactly, but I can't do it.
Okay.
And they have like a lot of roller coasters at Kingsman.
Now? Like, it's all like huge?
Yeah, dude. I think they got like 16 roller coasters or something ridiculous.
Jake, do you ever go to any amusement parks?
Yeah, I used to go to a lot when I was a kid, but I haven't been in years either.
What happened, man? What caused this sort of like dead time? What is that?
There's a video. I typed in UFO sighting on King's Dominion.
All right,
sweet.
And
let's
then
watch
on
this.
AboveTopSecret.com. Oh,
you gotta drop
What's the website? Say it so the people at home can watch.
This is AboveTopSecret.com.
All right.
And there's an actual video.
Let me just readjust our volume so we don't just blast this.
I haven't seen the video yet.
Blast this alien sighting. Okay, let's take a look here.
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's take a look at this.
Are you ready? I don't know if there's any sound.
Oh my god!
No.
Oh.
Look, there's like a ring there.
I don't see shit.
I sort of see something.
I don't see anything.
There's
Where?
Like a ring right there. The screen is dirty. There's like a ring. It's like a smoke ring. There it is. See it? Oh my god. Okay.
Describe this. Describe this, somebody.
It's like a ring.
It's the ring, dude. There's a little creepy girl on there. No.
There's like, it's cloudy out. But then there's like
just a solar flare.
A circular ring.
You saw a solar flare with the light reacting to the to the moon.
Yeah, that's right.
Bouncing off the sun.
They need to zoom in. Oh my gosh. But it's like a perfect circle.
It is a perfect circle, but it's not doing anything. It's just there. And it looks kind of like it's see-through. You know, it looks like
it's like freaking Predator, man.
It's either got a reflective surface on the bottom that's reflecting the cloud colors, or it's just a straight-up ring.
Jake, what's your reaction to this, man?
Have you guys ever seen The Wizard of Oz when the witch is flying over the kingdom and she's making that ring with the broomstick?
Is that out that.
That's exactly what it looks like. That's what it is, dude. It's a witch. It's not an alien ship.
It's just a chemtrail. You see them all the time.
But yeah, there's a lot of links on there. Just Google UFO sighting King's Dominion.
That's crazy. I hope I see one this weekend when I go.
What would you do, man, if you saw it? You just stare at it. What else can you do?
I'm trying to get
unless they start firing lasers.
I'm trying to get a sniper rifle and shoot at it.
Knock it out.
See what happens.
See it crash, and then you start the war between the aliens. Right. The first shot fired.
Oh yeah, here it is. Here it is.
Shot heard around the world.
Cameron Pack, a UFO investigator, said the ring similar to the one that was seen at King's Dominion appeared in the sky at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, more than 50 years ago.
Did anybody get pictures of the one 50 years ago?
Not, I don't know. I'd have to research.
Should check it out and see if there is.
Man, they didn't have photos back then.
Come on, dude. Yeah.
Technology's moving so fast.
They had motion pictures.
But basically, the words that people are using to describe this UFO is a smoke ring over King's Dominion.
A smoke ring?
Or a very strange ring.
It is pretty perfect circle, though.
Yeah, it's strange.
Well, I don't know, man.
Smoke wouldn't stay like that. The wind would knock it off from being a perfect circle.
Or it'd be faded in certain areas.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. It's the internet. I've seen so many UFO videos on the internet that I don't know what's true or what's not. Right. You know what I mean?
What's manipulated.
There's sometimes I just search internet like UFOs and stuff, and they're up close and they fly down. I'm like, I don't know, man. CGI is so good today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What do you think, Jake?
I think that it could have been an airplane that just left a smoke ring.
The perfect smoke ring?
That went supersonic.
They're going around in the circle. They're going around in the circle, and they're really far away. And then so it looks like a little perfect circle.
Well, you've seen them break the sound barrier, and they have that smoke ring from going supersonic, like airplanes and shit, or jets. What it is. No, that's what it is, dude.
All right. So in answer to Brian's question about is there a photo of Fort Belvoir's UFO, I found it from the 50s. Uh-oh.
All right, what's the site on this?
It does look like that.
Freaking Angel
Fire.
Angel Fire website. Back in the day.
No, I bet somebody made this website like 10 years ago about UFOs and posted it.
All right, so describe this.
So it does look just like it, really.
But, you know, that's a photo that could just be... Those are really easy to retouch.
1957.
I mean, really, it's like
someone just burned that in there.
Someone just drew a circle.
Somebody left their coffee on top of that photo. Oh, my goodness, it's a perfect circle.
Dude, it's a fucking
black... It's a circle in the sky.
Dude, it's a black
There's
hole.
There's another photo.
That is kind of weird, though.
What if that's how their spaceships are? It's like Halo, where
the
it's like
a ring. The private X case?
Halo.
Dude, there's like all these like theories and stuff. Like, what is this private X case? And like, they always talk about the stuff on Coast to Coast, and sometimes it's like really above my head. Like, sounds like when that guy was talking to y'all, and you're filming it, and it's like so hard to follow exactly word for word what he is saying.
See, that's what's freaking me out now, man, because now when I look up and I see like, I look up the sky and I see like a moving light, I'm like, that's a fucking UFO, but of course it's like a plane.
Right.
But like all you see is like the little spotlights and shit. The only thing I've really seen like in the sky is like little like meteors fly across.
Yeah, I've seen like shooting stars and meteors and shit like that. Meteor showers are pretty cool.
But that's not as cool because they're not trying like to kill us.
Yeah, I mean.
It could be, dude. The ships are like hidden inside.
What was it on wasn't it one of the Jane Silent Bob's like, I'm going to be the first one to have sex with an alien or whatever? You know what I'm talking about? Wasn't that on Jane Silent Bob or something like that? Oh, no.
There's like a fascination out there on the internet, I've realized, of people that like women that look alienish.
Okay, describe like, who's an alienish woman.
Yeah. Well, just like
cartoons. Asians
and stuff.
Are probably
No. Just like cartoons and stuff. Like,
I would say that Asians are pretty. Asians look every alien.
Or like what's
sometimes.
Her name? Who is Rebecca Romaine Stamos on X-Men? Mystique. Yeah, like people have crushes on Mystique, and they're like, "Oh my god, Mystique is so hot."
It's because she's like naked.
Yeah, but it's like, but look at her face. She's like an alien. She can put her body in other people's bodies and stuff, but then people
she can turn it into whatever you want.
I guess
that's
what
awesome.
I guess what I mean is like people have a sexual attraction, like all these people's like what is it called when you like have a fetish or whatever, and like I've noticed that people online have like these
fetish
with alien women.
Doesn't she have a tail?
I mean, what's any different? It's what's
that's
any
cool
different
too,
from
man.
Like this kids looking at cartoon porn? I mean, it's the same kind of weird.
But see, that's one thing I've never looked at is cartoon porn.
One thing you haven't looked at.
I've looked at everything else
because like
I've gotten to the end of the internet.
That's the one part of porn I haven't seen.
It's just like why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why,
but
man.
You know, like
Jake, you've seen before. Why would you look at that?
I can't think of any reason anyone would ever have for that.
So do you guys have like a specific fetish that you're into? Jake's like, I'm not gonna say this.
No one's gonna say it now.
I don't know. I'm trying to really honestly think. I don't think I do.
Well, describe what a fetish is then.
Just something you're attracted to. Like some people, remember how I made that video about how to kill Fly the Girl Away?
Yeah.
Like I did this animation.
That has like so many hits on YouTube now.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I don't know if it's a YouTube sensation, but you know, it has like a lot more hits than my other videos. Mm. And then I like noticed where the hits were coming from. And apparently there's this, do you remember the word for it? There's like this fetish. It's about like guys that want to look at girls who squash bugs.
What?
Yeah, what they have a fetish for everything.
No, seriously. No, and then they like because I was trying to connect to like where my like link was embedded or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've only done it one time to check because I don't even know how I found that. But I was just like, where are all these hits coming from? And then there's like a word for it though. Now I can't remember it off the top of my head right now. But like this guy was like hooking up all these videos of just girls like wearing high heels or like, you know, sexy leg. You know, which like I guess those people have like a foot fetish too. I don't know. But it's like high heel, and then like there'll be a cricket, and then like it'll just be a shot of like a high heel like stomping on a cricket, and then like they splat everywhere.
That's sick.
Some guys at home like,
that's so fucking hot. Killed the shit out of that thing.
I don't know the name of it though, so now I'm like, oh shoot, I don't know the. There is an actual name.
You think that's
fetish.
A southern or a northern thing? What's going on, or a midwestern?
I don't
thing?
Know. I think it's all over the world thing.
Yeah.
Is that equivalent to when you guys found the car stuck girls? Do you think that's almost similar to that?
Yeah. Are you guys familiar with car stuck girls?
No.
Oh man, it's like this German phenomenon that has like hot girls in a car that's like stuck in the mud or the snow or somewhere. And then they're like, oh my god. They're like, I can't get it in gear.
Like pushing the gas and shit.
And then it's like, and then they're like moaning and like moaning over their car and stuff. And then sometimes they get out of the car and try to push it. And
god,
then
I need to check this
and
out.
Then and then they're,
you can look it up.
And then their legs get all dirty with the mud and stuff. And it's like all like whatever. And then there's like the close up of them pushing the gas. Oh, just their leg. It's definitely like a foot fetish thing. Or like a girl in distress. Stress like that can also be a fetish, girl in distress.
But like that video is definitely, it's exactly what it looks like. It's just like they took like some sort of hot model, put the car like in highly mud area where it'll be stuck, and they shoot it with the door open,
right?
So she's like, I can't get out, or like in like a German accent or whatever, right. You know, we'll look it up.
They're like, oh. And then they're like all moaning and stuff. No, but seriously, I want to hear at least one fetish from all you guys, like even if it's just something like, oh, I like breasts.
Do I like breasts?
Well, I love breasts.
No, I mean, like, it doesn't have to be, like...
I call myself the booty watcher.
I was like, if I'm at Popeyes, I'll just get all breasts.
Like, what is, like, if you were, like, to search for porn, like, what would you, like, what would be your keyword to type in? Like, would it be, like, hot blondes, or would it be, like...
Hot blondes.
Like, I don't know.
Definitely Asians. Asian persuasion.
So, Brian, so you have an Asian fetish?
The MFA.
I think so.
He's still going for his MFA, man.
I'm still going for my MFA.
Joe, what's your fetish?
I have no idea. Probably, I like characters, so it's probably a mix of that.
Okay.
I like pinup chicks too.
Yeah, but that's a character.
I do too. I actually, that is my fetish.
I just don't want. I'm not cool with anything that's sort of like bland or boring. Like that typical stick like fake boob hot girl, I'm not really down with as much. Yeah. Like if I were to choose anything, I can break. I'm not gonna, you know, I don't like breakableness. Even though my friend Mike Bovey in high school would always like describe a girl whenever she walks by, and he would always go like, oh, she's breakable, man. So I'll break her in half or some shit. Oh, here it is.
What about you, Jake?
I'm going to invent my own fetish porn right now and make my first million.
You going to do like the girls stepping on bugs?
Nope. I'm going to go around.
So you guys can all film that and get lots of money.
I got my new one. This is what we're going to do. This is going to be our first million. We're going to go around and take pictures of girls picking up dog shit on the street.
Oh, I bet there's someone... No, seriously.
People are going to love it.
Dog shit girls.
I bet there's...
Dog shit girls.
I bet there's someone that would be into that. There's got to be someone that's into it. As long as you have a hot girl in it, people would watch it.
I'm telling you, that's it right there. Dogshitgirls.com.
Here's some car stuck girls. Let's see here. Hopefully I can get a good video. Oops, I should have gone to the YouTube one. Here, let's see if I can get that one quick. Car stuck girls.
Oh. Terrible.
And they have like hot rod cars too.
I hope they say like, I'm stuck.
Oh, I'm stuck. Oh. That was me. Not actual video.
Really?
Do people really like jack off to this?
Rednecks.
Rednecks. Like,
rednecks love this. I can hook up my toe chain for you, girl.
Someone describe. I don't know. Oh, she got pushed in, man.
See, this is kind of like...
It's a precursor to mud wrestling.
It just turned into mud wrestling, basically.
See, I haven't seen the mud wrestling one. This is a new one. I wonder how much these girls get paid for this.
I hope pretty well. It's pretty dangerous, man.
Probably nothing.
Yeah. This is not the good one. Oh, she's totally stuck.
Yeah, you're done. It's time to just give that up.
I'm willing to bet every car in that video is stolen.
How many hits does that video have?
I'm not actually on the YouTube site. We can check. Hold on.
Probably has like a massive amount of hits, man.
Probably.
I love that, man. Or I don't really love it. That's what the internet has come down to.
And then you're like, no, I'm not really into it.
90,000 hits.
Let's see Karstuck Girls number 2. There's like a better one. There's like a really good one where she's like really moaning.
Oh, I'm stuck.
Oh, drop the volume down a little bit on the video.
Okay.
Jeez. Just halfway. There you go.
Some blonde girl.
Can you imagine the director of this video?
She's just like hopping. Like you can see her like boobs are like, oh. Okay.
Now she's stuck in sand. What? I was waiting
for
that.
And she was just wearing a bikini.
What? Now there's a... What is it?
Stuck on a four-wheeler? How the hell did you do that?
Well, they'll find a way.
What is this, man?
Brian, does this appeal to you from your car fetish?
This, yeah.
No. And that's a Porsche, too.
Brian, you know you like redneck porn.
No, I hate the redneck porn.
You could totally do redneck porn. Then you make more money on that, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we should start a fetish website and just do, like, hot girls doing, like, random things.
Dogshitgirls.com.
Type that in. Let's see if that's actually...
You know what? Actually, can I say something?
I'm going to buy it right now.
When I found out about the whole thing about the insect...
Squishing fetish,
whatever that is called. I don't know. But, like, when I found out about that, I wanted to actually start my own, and I would call it cutefetish.com or something like that. But then I've looked that up and it was already taken.
What's on fetish.com?
There's actually not anything on it. They just want someone to buy it.
Oh, that's a genius, man. That's a genius
plan. And
then,
like, I don't know, but I just feel like you could have hot girls doing anything. Like, you know how Jimmy Kimmel for The Man Show used to have girls jumping on trampolines at the end? Like, you could do just girls jump... Well, I don't want to rip off their gimmick, but, you know...
Oh, just girls jumping.
Or just have girls jumping on trampolines. Or, like, girls doing jump rope.
Girls doing hopscotch and shit.
Yeah, and, like little girls. See, people would be into that. Like, the pedophiles. They'll be like, oh, my God, there's, like, an older girl.
I don't know if I want to make... If I want to produce little girl shit like that.
No, but, I'm just telling you that there's an audience for it.
That's the fetish I don't like, is little girl stuff. I think that's, like, sort of...
Wrong.
Yeah, it's just wrong, but I'm telling you, I'm not supporting it. What I'm saying is that, like, if
you're saying you can make a buck off
you,
this.
Yeah, you can make money off, you get, like...
Someone's got to get some money off of this shit.
You
can
get, like, a 24-year-old girl to play hopscotch and, like, just tape it. And, like, people would watch it because then they'd be like, oh, that reminds me of, like, Susie in sixth grade. I used to have a crush on her or something. And then, like, you know,
Susie,
I don't know.
Susie sixth grade. That'll be her name, Susie sixth grade.
Yeah.
Susie6grade.com.
Seriously, though, you can get, like, people really into all these fetishes. So what was that one that you had, Jake? I want to look up the URL and see if it's available.
Dogshitgirls.com.
Okay.
They already have it.
Would you be pissed off if that's already taken?
I'm pretty sure they probably already do. Like, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
You'd be like, holy shit.
Co-founder, Shaky Jakey.
Just like the aliens, I wouldn't be surprised at all if you just typed it right out.
Dog shit girls?
Poop
t-shirt?
Oh, I was Googling it. Hold on. I need to type in the URL.
Have you guys seen Two Girls in a Cup?
I actually have not seen that.
You don't want to see it.
Yeah,
totally.
I'm like, everyone's...
I mean, if you're talking about it, you might as well go ahead and
I've heard about it, but I didn't want to check it out.
Yeah, y'all should check it out then.
Someone told me about it, but now I totally forgot about what
I don't want to.
Yeah, you'll see.
No, I actually don't want to look at this. Why does every show, Carolyn and Joe show revolve around looking up porn?
Oh, see, this is a sign.
Poop.
This
you
is
can sign. Buy this, Jake.
Oh,
dogshitgirls.com.
Jake, right, you can buy that shit at GoDaddy for like $10 bucks, man.
That's it. I'm buying today.
Seriously, if you do it, I will help you work on it.
My first $1 million is gonna be made right there.
Oh, like round, shit, I'll round up some girls.
You can have a shirt that says dogshitgirls.com on it, dude. What would be your setups, though?
I can do some graphic design.
Yeah,
for
like
you.
I
whatever. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's like, look at girls getting stuck in the mud. What the hell is that? I mean,
no, but is that what it's going to be
a director
like
for that? All right, there's a pile of shit. Go pick it up. It's that easy.
Are you going to actually have the girls like walking with the dogs, or are you just going to have them cleaning up the community?
Yeah, I think it'll be like a public service. They could just walk around like the people that collect the trash.
But they're not going to actually have a dog with them.
I guess they could.
Okay.
Either way.
They could be two different sections.
I think it would be an added value to have an actual dog in the scene.
Is that legal?
Sure, why not?
If you're selling it as porn,
animal cruelty. Bestiality.
That's not porn.
No, but you're not actually having sex with the animals.
There's no nudity or anything. Right.
Well, the dogs are nude, unless they're, like, wearing a shirt.
Give them a shirt.
And then they can have a shirt that says, like...
I'm with stupid.
Dogshitgirls.com. Sorry. And then, like, you know, you can totally... But you can make, like...
.org.
You can totally have, like, merchandise for the dogs, too. Yeah. Like...
I don't know if anybody would buy that, though. That might not be as big a market.
See, now, what... No, see, if we're gonna do this fetish project, what other fetishes could we do?
Wait, I thought we were talking about, are we still doing the dogshitgirls.com?
Yeah, definitely.
But what other can we add?
I think it should be dogshitgirls.gov.
Can you do that?
I don't know, dude.
Well, like, what other fetishes
can we get public funding for it?
We can do, like, girlslookinglollipops.com.
But I think that's already well established.
Yeah.
You should see if there's a website that says girlslookinglollipops.com or something.
Okay.
I think we should, just as an experiment, we should find... 2 600-pound people and just tape them having sex and see how many.
No!
<'Cause I'm, laughs>
No!
That's the stuff that sells the most copies, is the shit you really don't want to do. You gotta work for that money, Jeff.
If somebody were to approach any of you with a porn project and say that it's $1 million.
I was.
Would you take it?
What's his face from the former manager of the Gaskins? He was like,
"Oh, really?
Dude, we already have people lined up, man. You gotta get down with this." I was like, "I don't really know if I want to."
Oh, I'd do it.
Be joined up with
well,
you.
How much? But for how much money? How much money?
Yeah, if they pay me.
I mean, I'm filming if they pay me. I don't know. It has to be a good amount of money.
How much?
And I'd change my name. It'd be William Lovett.
It'd be my, the porn name William Lovett.
I'm gonna IMDb that in the future.
Would be
William
my name.
Lovett.
My, you know.
Where'd you get Lovett from?
They say you take your middle name and the name of the street you grew up on. So that's it.
Your porn.
I thought it was your. I thought it was your first pet's name and the.
I don't know. There's a bunch that they do.
William Lovett. We should just call you William Lovett from now on. People don't know what we're talking about.
Mine would have to be Peanut 626.
Okay, you guys, when I like Google girls licking lollipops, I just get bad things.
That's exactly what happens.
That's why you don't want to do that.
And then my computer has all these viruses now.
No, I didn't click on anything. I'm still on Google.
William Lovett.
That's it.
That's awesome, man.
Joe, what's your porn name?
I don't have a porn name. I've never
She's
actually
talking
thought
about the
about
password,
that.
Joe. What's the password?
Joe, what's the password to all your porn accounts?
I have none.
Oh, no.
Type it in. You can search my history.
Okay.
Go search my history. Let's check
it's
it out.
Okay. I don't want to do that right now. Right. Later.
There's nothing there. That's
you go into history, it says every porn site except for
cartoons.
Like, holy crap.
It's like an alphabet.
It's like you
search
the whole
alphabet,
internet, infinity, whatever.
But pretty much, like, porn is in the mainstream at this point. They have, like, so many, like, crossover girls, and it's like just, I don't know. After doing that documentary and Taboo, just being exposed to that store for like a whole month, I was just sort of like, this is like nothing. Because it's still just all just giant business, you know what I mean?
It's basically just DVDs. There wasn't anything like...
I mean, they had VHSs still.
Well, yeah.
Well.
But there's a lot of stars out there that make so much money just having like their own website. Like their membership.
It wasn't like if they go to the strip clubs, don't they charge something like $20 for a Polaroid with them?
Yeah, that's what James did. James got like paid 100. He paid like, I think his best, like James's friend who's having a birthday that day, like paid like $100 to get like a strip dance, it's not a strip because it's Virginia, but it's like $100 for that. I mean, like, if it's not, I don't think it's worth it, man.
No.
$100 and a Polaroid with a girl that has diseases and shit.
But even just the Polaroid, just for like, what was it? Was it 20 or 40 for, I forget.
I think it's 40 for a Polaroid.
That is ridiculous. Yeah, 40 for a Polaroid?
Well, there are a lot of celebrities and stuff whenever we go to the conventions where you have to pay like 20 or 40 bucks.
Yeah, but those are real celebrities.
Porn stars don't work hard?
I'm not saying that they don't work hard. I'm sure they work real hard. But like, as far as the celebrity porn star that James was talking about, I can honestly say I never heard of her.
With Sky Lopez?
I don't know if that was it. I don't even remember.
If you go to the Taboo website, they have like pictures of them. You don't have to look at it. But they have on their MySpace and stuff. They have all, because you know, like, they're trying to keep up to date, and they were just like in the latest AVN magazine. Like, she was like showing it on Facebook, and then like I think she might have gotten in trouble because that links to the magazine and basically just went right to a porn site, not where the porn magazine, and just nudity all over it. But they go and have pictures with all the porn stars that come in.
That's nice. I just would never pay $40. Like, okay, I wouldn't.
Who would pay $40 for any picture with anybody?
I'm trying to debate if I would pay $40 for a photo of John Stamos, but I probably wouldn't. I don't know.
It's all coming out today.
John Stamos is not worth $40. He probably wouldn't charge that anyway.
Yeah, he probably would be cool with it and just be like, sure, I'll take a picture. You know, like, why would you have to, like...
He'd probably just be flattered because he knows he still has fans out there.
I thought you meant a lap dance photo with John Stamos.
No, I would never pay for a lap dance from anyone.
You get them for free?
Yes.
That's a lot, though, man. $40? More people charge more than that anyway. If there's a high roller out there, they'll throw that down. That's why all those strippers make a lot of money. People are just dropping bills right at the knees.
See, I think that the people that go to that, like, on a regular basis. Like, you know, it's one thing to go for a bachelor party or, you know, might go a couple times a year or whatever. Which, you know, whatever, that's fine. But if, you know, I can't talk today. If there's guys out there that go to a strip club, say, like, once or twice a week or maybe even more, and I'm sure there's guys out there that do that.
I'm sure.
They probably have, like, no sense of, like, their actual money.
I just have
go ahead.
I just have this horrible memory of one of the last times I went to a strip club, and it was with Brian.
Oh, God, that was the dirtiest strip club in OV, dude.
It was, like, well, it was free to get in, too, right?
Yeah.
It was free to get in. We were like down at we were shooting like the documentary of your dad, or was it something else? Or the other, was it the superhero movie? One of those.
No, it must have been the documentary.
Yeah, and then like what's his name? Was Ed there? Friend Ed? Ed was like, we should go to this strip club. And I was like, man, I wanna freaking pay $20 to go anything. He's like, No, this one's free, man.
That diminishes the value.
And I was like, all right, sure. And then like the first thing, as soon as we get in there, it's like I gotta buy a beer. I gotta have like a beer or something. Like buy some sort of drink. And I was like, man, I don't even want to do that. I don't even spend. I was like, can I just have a water? No, you gotta have something. And I was like, guys, recommend me something that can look
like
I'm drinking.
Did you buy
root beer? No, you have to buy like a freaking alcoholic beverage. even if it was, I bet if I.
Did you get Joe to drink?
No.
You can't just sit chill with a soda.
I looked like it was just like open, and I was like, at the end of the night, I was like, Brian, you can just finish this. It's all like warm and shit at the end of that.
Did you have to hold it the whole time? You were
there? I looked like I was holding it.
That's so
and it
lame.
Came like in this like tube like a beaker like glass.
Beaker.
You should have said I could pull out more money if I got two hands.
Yeah. No, but like it was probably no offense, Brian. It was like the worst strip club I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, it's the dirtiest worst strip club ever.
It was like it basically just looked like a bar.
Did you get an STD just by walking in?
I probably by breathing the air around
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But like the thing that really like made me feel like this is probably the weirdest and worst experience ever is that like, you know, the girls weren't that great. And then it just had to top it off where I'm holding a beer. I'm like, all right, here's gonna be a great one. A freaking pregnant girl walks up there.
Oh my God.
And like, you know, and like,
what?
And they're
pregnant?
Like, we're talking like drop a baby any second
like
now.
Like the girl from Lost?
Yeah, like that. I'm like, yeah. And it's like, you know, it's prominent, man. It's prominent. And she's wearing like a thong and some like, and some nothing.
I'm sure someone's into that fetish.
And I'm totally looking at this. And I turned towards Brian and Ed. And I'm like, you guys dig this? And I'm like, no, dude, this is horrible.
It was horrible. I'd never seen no shit like that before. It just happened like the first time we took Joe somewhere.
I was like, what the fuck is this happening, man?
But I have heard guys talk about how like they think that a pregnant woman is very beautiful.
Well, if they're trying to spread their legs and try to like work the pole and shit like that,
I thought I saw the baby's leg come out.
Yeah,
start tap-toeing on the dance floor.
That's gross.
She pulls it out. It's like part the act and shit like that. I was like, God. I was going to throw down a 20 if I saw that.
Brian thought it was Midget Wednesday. But it was Prego Tuesday.
It was Prego Tuesday.
Prego Tuesday.
It's just wrong.
But, like, that sort of just... Yeah, any, like, eroticism was removed at that very moment. After that... You know, she danced several times too, and I was like, God, there's no one else out there. Is there someone out there? Did they have a DJ too that was like announcing the name?
They had a DJ. I think it was Ed's buddy. I think Ed knew the not his buddy, but he knew the DJ.
That might have been why, yeah. And he's like, here comes pregnant Susie.
Coming on down, let's give her a big hand.
Spread them legs, girl. Let's see some contractions.
What day of the week was it? Because I think that makes a difference.
I don't know.
It's pretty bad that of all the girls that they can get that's what they get.
It was just so wrong, man.
It's wrong. I think the rules are stretch mark and bullet holes during Monday through Thursday.
Oh my god.
It was just so nasty.
But if you're going to have to pay, like, let's say $100, whatever, for your evening of time at the strip club, it's like, you know, rather that, why don't you just get a girlfriend and, like, go out and take her out and just have fun with her.
$100?
Or, like, you know...
What kind of thrift store strip club is that?
But you could actually, like, get more out of your $100 if you actually got a real girlfriend, because you could take her out on, like, 4 dates.
Yeah.
That's true. Know? Or one...
Or one really, really
depending
good
on,
date.
Depending
with,
on the girl.
With the chance of actually having sex.
depending on the girl, like... Card is subject to change depending on the girl.
See, but
$100 could be like half the night.
Yeah,
it'd be like, what? You only spent $200 on me tonight. And you're like, damn bitch, fuck out of here. Well, maybe they're going to a date in DC or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've heard of stories of my brother spending like around $100 on like girls, and he's like saying how it's not worth it.
But what do you buy? What do you do?
First of all, you have to pay a cover charge for a club, and then you pay for drinks.
See, that's why I don't go to clubs, man. Fuck clubs.
He's like, by the end of the day, it gets to be like $80 or whatever, and it's like...
And you're like, this girl's a bitch. give me my money back at the end of that.
Yeah. But if you get a good girl, meaning like a girl that like values your time and stuff, and like isn't all about like, oh, you must take me out to the suaviest place ever on the limo. You know, like,
I deserve that.
You know, like,
I deserve it. What the fuck did you deserve?
Just make sure I get my manicure. And like, you know, if you get like an actual like real human girl that like you know, like that can deal with a real relationship, you could get more out of that $100.
Yeah, but you don't see those girls anymore. They don't even exist sometimes.
I think they're out there, but they're few.
They're being like beaten down by those snobby Lindsay Lohan looking girls.
And then they're all like, look at my little dog in my little purse. Let me walk him and pick up his shit. I can be on Jake's video project.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, Jake.
There it is.
That's the girls you need to get. The girls with the little dogs that are
make
all.
Make me some money, girl.
And then they're all like, I want to be model. Jake, you can hire me.
I want
me.
To be model. Is this Asian?
And then Brian will be into it. Then he'll be like, yes, you got an Asian girl. Got to be on that show.
Like, sweet.
I mean, you got to hook me up with that shit.
You got to figure there's some people that will pay, you know, to watch a girl like. Take a crap on a glass coffee table while they're underneath of it. I mean, you know.
Jake's gonna start this business out from his house.
Everything
$10 a ticket. Come in and watch the girl poop.
It's like this. It's gonna be this. Jake is gonna develop this giant feces business. Feces entertainment.
Feces are us.
That's just wrong.
What type you like? We even got different color ones, man.
You can make them drink like Slurpees before they go.
You gotta manage their diet to control the output.
To control what they.
I bet eventually.
So do you want solid
actually...
or do you want Hershey squirts? What do you want?
No, dude. Pregnant or what? Come on.
No, but also
for extra $20, we get the baby to shit on you too.
You want right? two for one? You want 2 for 1 here?
People are into the weirdest shit.
We feed this girl's Gerbers all the time. So she's letting do baby shit on you.
You're like, listen, we've been feeding this one corn for the last 3 days. Get ready for this. We call this fireworks.
Fireworks. We call this one turning on the faucet.
Would you give them names, Jake?
The feces or the dogs?
Either one. Like, would your characters
all
have
of
names?
Them need names.
I don't really think you need to go in depth about it. You know,
but then it brings them more connection to it because then they're like, oh man, I want hardcore Sally shits.
you probably find out after a couple months that people are just paying to watch the dog shit anyway. They don't care anything about the girl.
You're like, man, this is actually more lucrative business with the dogs now.
just cut out
the girl. You're like, we don't need to pay you anymore. And then just have the dog shitting.
It would be so hilarious if you find like the analytics on that later on, and it's like majority women trying to watch the dogs. They're like, what the fuck? They're like, it's so cute. Pick it up.
That's just wrong.
That's how. That's you know. I feel that that might be the avenue for that.
I think, like, really to fund the movies that you actually want to make, I honestly think it's worthy consideration of doing these fetish films.
Just like, if this what was the name of the website going to be, Jake?
Dogshitgirls.com.
If dogshitgirls.com makes it huge. Like, and like, what if, and you have kids, and they're like, where does all of our money come from, Jake? Or dad Jake? Shaky dad dicky Jake. Dad? Shaky
like, Jake. They're not going to find out. You know, like, they have the internet, too.
Why does it smell all the time? You're like, we're trying out new stuff. Like, the demand is so high, man. We gotta capitalize on all of the avenues and demographics. Different girls. And then if the alien guy is right, then we're gonna have alien shit.
Oh my god.
It's a whole new market right there.
Maybe that's part of the people that are watching all of our porn on the internet is the aliens.
Yeah, they're the ones who get the clips. Oh, does this mean the end of the show?
It is.
I think it does.
Oh man.
Thought it was yourself.
Well. Yeah, thought it was
myself. Well, we had a good show about porn and fetishes.
Porn, aliens, and shit.
Aliens.
How are we supposed to label this now? Like, with the
that's exactly
this
what
week,
it should be titled. This porn,
week,
aliens, and shit.
This week we talked about, with special Jake, with special guest Jake, we talked about shit, dogs, and aliens. And it's like, what the heck? Well, I guess we're going to sign off for right now. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Shakey Jakey, y'all.
Brian.
I guess we're going to catch you next week. Please subscribe, comment, whatever, and vote for Jake to have him on the show again next week. All right.
Good night.
Have a good night. Catch you later.
I shave you blood, blood, gallons of the stuff. I gave you all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood.